Psalm 119:89. Forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven. Malachi 3:6-7. I am Yahweh the Lord, and I do not change. Yet from the days of your fathers you have gone away from my ordinances and have not kept them. Return to me, and I will return to you, says the Lord of hosts. Yahweh is his name. See Exodus 3:14. The infinity number. Malachi 3:6-7. People often quote the first part of Hosea 4:6, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. But they don't quote the rest of God's word. Because you have rejected knowledge, I will also reject you from being a priest for me, because you have forgotten the law of your God. Matthew 5:19, Jesus was speaking. Whoever therefore breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches men so shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. John 15, Jesus defines how to be a friend is to obey him. Obey what? Obey his commandments. 1 John 2:3-4. Now by this we know that we know him, if we keep his commandments. He who says, I know him, and does not keep his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. Psalm 119:89. Forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven.
Repeatedly, God promised us.
God's covenant never ends. Repeatedly, God writes these words in his scriptures, a statute forever. Neither do his conditions end. In Genesis 15, we hear of how he created his covenant with us. History. Once a king in many countries made a decree, no one, including the king himself, could break it. That's the backstory of both Daniel in the lion's den and the three men thrown into the fiery furnace. The king carelessly made a command to be worshipped and couldn't cancel his own law even though he wanted to. But a king could create a counter-law, as Esther's king husband did after making the law that it was okay to kill the Jews. He made a new law that the Jews could arm themselves. God made laws of the death penalty for sins forever, but also his counter-law, that his perfect son could pay the price of that death penalty by his sacrifice, which we call grace, for every person who grieves for sins and accepts Jesus' gift. See Romans 10 and Colossians 2, and on of God's loving gift of love forever, because forever is forever. Malachi 3, 6-7. I am Yahweh, the Lord, and I do not change. Yet from the days of your fathers, you have gone away from my ordinances and have not kept them. Return to me, and I'll return to you, says the Lord of hosts. Yahweh is his name.